Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and the love of God.
Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us in your image. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth during this hour that we invest together, and the meditation of our hearts during this hour might be pleasing to you. That the music we hear and your word, the words of God, will help us to see clearly the image that we can strive for and attain through the power of your Spirit.
Be holy because I am holy. I used to hear that verse, and it would make me feel so guilty and uncomfortable. How can God expect me to ever live a holy life? How can I consistently be who He wants me to be? Then I came to understand that Christ Himself is holy, and He wants to live His holy life within me. I could never live a pure life on my own, but when I let Him, He lives His pure and beautiful life through me. He only asks that I trust Him one moment at a time. As I trust Him, I find myself loving God more deeply, and He begins to give me a genuine love for those around me.
We cannot love without You, just fear and pride without You. O spring of freedom, strength and joy, come live and love through me. We have no peace without You, alone unclean without You. Eternal Spirit, Holy God, come make Your home in me. Come Lord of all, be Lord in me. Come breath of life, breathe liberty. From all that binds and burdens me, from all that's less than You, think my thoughts and dream my dreams. Be all that love would be in me. May all my heart and all its streams flow full and fresh to You. My life, my breath, my Jesus, my peace, my strength, my Jesus. My source, my soul, Jesus, my Lord. Oh, spring of freedom, strength and joy, come live and love through me.
You're listening to A Call to Worship as we think about the image of God. Thank you for listening to this call to worship today. I want to thank those of you who have taken the time to write to us or sent a message to us from our website or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and, of course, your donations to this ministry. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this program on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Yeah.
This is your call to worship. The image of God was described in the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Well, what does the image of God look like then? Well, it's human. Christ came to this earth and said that those who saw him had seen the Father. From John 14, Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied with that." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." There was a popular saying about the image of God that asked the question, "What would Jesus do? What was he like?" WWJD showed up on bracelets and signs and such. What should we be like so others can see his image? The image of God in us. He's truth. No corrupt talk comes out of his mouth. He's kind and forgiving. Just listen to Paul's description of what it's like to mature and grow to, quote, "the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ," found in Ephesians 4. "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ," his image, "so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now this I say and testify in the Lord that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." Again, looking at that image, God's righteousness and holiness. "Well, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor." There's that element of truth. "For we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor and do honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone else in need. Let no corrupt conversation or talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, clamor, and slander be put away from you along with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." That's that image of Christ, kindness, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God the Father has forgiven us. Jesus Christ gave us another list of godly characteristics in one of his famous sermons found in Matthew. He said that happy and blessed are, quote, "those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. And God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. The Apostle Paul provided instruction to the church at Philippi when he wrote in his letter, describing again this image of God. Make me truly happy by greeting and agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position as of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. And one of the greatest attributes of the image of God is love. John 13, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And in 1 Corinthians 13, three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And it is our destiny to be recreated into this image of God that we've been talking about. Many of us are familiar with Romans 8:28, but don't miss the promise found in verse 29. And it begins, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." You see, when you're called according to his purpose and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are predestined to become like Christ in his image, and he will perform it. Romans 12, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person, a new image, by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect."
Here I freely give. I Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
Our call to worship today has focused on the image of God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is valuable to you. Thank you for your letters and for your support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website when you can at www.calltoworship.us. At that website, you can make a donation to this ministry. Also on the website, you can listen to programs, past as well as today's program. And you can find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Fighting in my own strength to be like you. Walking unarmed into battles I never should go through. All because I hadn't listened to you. So I resolved to set my eyes on you and live each day just as close as I can be. And I'll trust you to take care of all the things that I can't see. So as I walk with you, won't you live your life through me? Let the world see in me all that one can be. Let them see Jesus. Let me fade from the view till all that is left is you. Let them see Jesus, Jesus in me. Lord, help me to surrender. The more that I fight, the more I feel alone. I can't afford to be run ahead on my own. Only hand in hand will we make the journey home. And Lord, the world is wandering in darkness, blinded by master lies and misery.